NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, presents The Space Story. Gene Shoemaker knows the moon well. As a scientist with the U.S. Geological Survey in the 1960s, he helped plan the ambitious program of lunar exploration that culminated in Neil Armstrong's historic first steps in the Sea of Tranquility. He worked first on the robotic scout missions, the Rangers and Surveyors, then on the Apollo missions themselves, mapping the course for the astronaut explorers. So better than anyone, perhaps, Gene Shoemaker knows that not all of our questions about the moon were answered 25 years ago.
One of the things that we never did in the earlier programs leading up to the Apollo missions was to send an orbiter that could do systematic compositional mapping of the moon. And now we're going back and doing what we should have done even before Apollo. Of course, today we can do it very much better.
This year, Shoemaker got a chance to return to the moon, at least figuratively, as head of NASA's science team for the Defense Department's Clementine mission. Designed as a test of advanced lightweight sensors in space, Clementine spent 71 days in lunar orbit, mapping the surface at various wavelengths and returning more than 2 million images. The data gave scientists a new understanding of the chemical composition of the moon, as well as more accurate data on lunar topography. In fact, the Clementine results show that one of the moon's largest topographic features, the South Pole Aitken Basin, is actually the solar system's deepest impact crater.
You know, we really didn't know what the highs and lows were on the moon prior to Clementine, because all of our information basically was restricted to the side of the moon facing the Earth, where we can only do the topography from Earth with relatively low resolution. And then we had the information that came from sub-equatorial orbits of the Apollo missions. So discovering some of these huge features, discovering the depth of the Apollo Aitken Basin, was a total surprise. We didn't imagine it was that deep.
This wasn't Clementine's only discovery. As it circled the moon, the spacecraft was able to photograph parts of the lunar surface that had never been seen in detail.
The South Pole was actually kind of terra incognita. There was actually a blank spot on our maps where we did not know the topography, not only right at the pole, but on a swath of country extending south of the pole on the far side of the moon. It was really never covered before. So we've covered both poles, in fact, the whole moon now, with rather consistent digital images all over. There are no gaps left now.
Clementine's images of the South Pole may in fact be its most important findings. In the pictures, scientists can see large areas where the sun never reaches. These shaded areas are particularly exciting to those who envision a future human presence on the moon, because they may be sites where water ice is permanently trapped. If that turns out to be the case, a base established at the lunar South Pole would have a ready supply not only of drinking water, but of the primary ingredients of rocket fuel, hydrogen and oxygen. While the existence of water on the moon may take further spacecraft missions to confirm, Shoemaker and his colleagues have plenty to do just examining the scientific bounty from Clementine. The new data on lunar gravity and topography, for example, tell of a lunar surface worked and reworked by a succession of giant impacts.
It also means that this crust has been shuffled like a deck of cards. You make a big basin here and throw crust out on all directions, and then you make a big basin over there and throw some of it back and throw more as you're throwing slices here and there in the next place.
After Apollo, says Shoemaker, a lot of people came to the wrong conclusion that we'd already done the moon. But Clementine's data will take years to digest, proving once again that even when you thought you knew it all, there's always something more to learn. This has been The Space Story, brought to you by this station and NASA. For the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, I'm Bob Tebow.